Grace, mercy, and peace be with you. From God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. Amen. We continue our meditation on the events that happened in Luke chapter 2, verses 45 to 52. After 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, whose person and work were anything but typical, dear friends in Christ, everyone has different goals, some temporary, some permanent. Everyone wants to achieve something a little bit different than other people. Even literal physical goals are different. For instance, youth league soccer goals are of different dimensions than professional FIFA-style soccer goals. In high school football, the goal posts are 23 feet 4 inches apart. But by the time you move up to NCAA and the NFL, the target gets a lot narrower, 18 feet and 6 inches. Some goals are rather typical, with a large number of people trying to achieve the same ends. Some goals are somewhat idiosyncratic and quirky and atypical, with only a few people going after them. By contrast, we've been looking at an episode in the young life of our Savior Jesus in which he stands out for his atypical goals. He was in a class by himself. We've already seen how his spiritual growth was atypical and how his abilities certainly were atypical. And the answer Jesus gave to his parents when they found him in the temple gives us a third and most remarkable reason why the boy Jesus was an atypical adolescent, because his goals were completely atypical. We can imagine the relief that Mary and Joseph must have felt when they finally found Jesus in the temple after 3 days. Those of us faculty and staff who are parents can very easily understand how the first words out of Mary's mouth were a rebuke. "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." Jesus said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" These are the first words we hear in all of Scripture from Jesus' lips, and they're words worthy of the Son of God. His words express not rebuke, but merely surprise. "How could you not expect to find me in the temple? Where else would I be but in my father's house, hearing and studying and learning and teaching my father's word?" Jesus didn't rebel against Mary and Joseph, far from it. Verse 51 says that he was continually subject unto them. Jesus kept the fourth commandment like no child before or since has ever kept it. But his words reveal that his goals and his aspirations were not those of a mere typical adolescent. They were not immature and unformed and childish. Even as a boy, Jesus knew that his life had different goals. Not to become a carpenter like his father Joseph was, his stepfather Joseph, but to undertake a far greater mission, a mission given him by his true father, his heavenly father. His goal was nothing less than the redemption of mankind. And he knew that to achieve that goal, he had to suffer in the place of the sinners. Paul tells us in Galatians, "When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Because we sinners had disobeyed God's word and had broken his commandments, Jesus needed to perfectly obey his Heavenly Father and keep his Heavenly Father's commandments perfectly. He did it for us so that you and I might receive his perfect righteousness by faith. Jesus knew his mission even then, a mission he would later articulate to his disciples on Maundy Thursday evening. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose, I came to this hour. From the beginning, from earliest childhood, yes, from eternity, Jesus' goal was to save us. And that goal he achieved. He hit every mark. He checked every box. When he shed his blood on Calvary's cross to wash away all our sins, he achieved the victory we needed. And that victory he gloriously proclaimed the third day when he rose triumphant from the grave. And it is our Savior's victory, the achievement of every one of his goals, that you and I will be celebrating for endless ages in eternity. There was something about Mary that was atypical too. Did you notice? Not her astonishment. Anybody would have been astonished. Not her lack of understanding. A lot of the time you and I are as much in the dark as she was. No, what was atypical about Mary was her faith. Verse 51 says, his mother kept all these things in her heart. Just as at her son's birth, Mary stored up and treasured all the information that was revealed to her about her son Jesus. She didn't understand it perfectly. No doubt there were many things she didn't understand at all. And yet she believed the words the angel had spoken to her. Jesus would save his people from their sins. So she treasured up in her heart everything the Lord revealed to her about this miraculous boy, this atypical boy, whose growth was atypical, whose abilities certainly were atypical, and whose glorious goal of redeeming us from our sins was atypical in the extreme. May God grant to each of us the kind of faith that Mary had, that seeks the Lord Jesus in the temple of his word. And let us treasure up in our hearts every precious truth that the Bible reveals to us about Jesus, our very atypical Savior. Amen. We conclude this morning with hymn number 738.